Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
And Kylie, happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by our friend Lou Korak. He's the Blues Insider, and you could find him on Twitter. He's at LKorak10. Lou, we appreciate the time, as always, my friend. Let's start with the injury updates from today, or I guess sickness, whatever you want to call it, updates. What's your latest understanding of Vladimir Tarasenko's status, and do you think that we will be able to see Colton Parayko back in the lineup tonight?
Well, Tarasenko's not going to play tonight. It'll be his second straight game out with illness. Was not on the ice, so you won't see him tonight. So that's just one of those where it's a day-to-day situation. I thought maybe you might see him out there today, but I guess not. And, you know, when you're winning, I guess you can afford to maybe give him a couple of extra days to get himself back to 100%. And as far as Parayko, game time decision, but I think he's going to be in the lineup. And he gave us every indication when we talked to him on Saturday that he was shooting for Monday. He was actually, to be honest with you, kind of pressing to maybe get in there on Saturday. But I think with this being so early in the year, you can afford to give him a couple of extra days. And all things considered, you got a defensive group that's been playing pretty good and a team that continues to win. And I think you want to just look at the long-term prognosis of this and outlook. You really want to make sure that he's ready to go because you don't want something to linger on here and maybe affect him later on down the road. So, but all indications look like he's going to come back. He had a chat with Craig Berube there on the ice and assistant coach Mike Van Ryan before he left. And Craig Berube sounds confident that he's going to play, but just to be on the cautious side, they're going to call it a game time decision, but all signs point to number 55 being back in there.
Lou Ball, to that point of being cautious and going to Vladdy, and look, it's just an illness from what we understand, which is a good thing. It's not some type of injury. How much of that decision to, you know, let him take his time with it also plays into the fact that Kyrou Thomas and Buchnevich looked really good together on Saturday night?
Boy, didn't they really? I mean, that was quite a show that they put on. And I would tend to agree with that, when you've got guys that are playing well right now, you can afford these guys those extra couple of days. Now, if we were talking about this, a week and a half ago when they were losing eight in a row, you might see guys that say, okay, let's try to get these guys back in, or the players themselves might say, let's try to get back in to try to break out of this funk. But when you're going as well as you are right now, you are able to afford this, and it's a good thing because they were able to put Alexei Toropchenko in the lineup, and Craig Berube felt like he was going to be able to pick his game up again after giving him some time to reset there after his injury that, you know, he fought so hard for to get back from earlier, much earlier than we all anticipated. So he came back in and played well on that fourth line. You're able to move Nola Chari up with Braden Shannon. I thought he had another solid game. So it affected three out of the four lines, and you wonder if that was going to mess with any of the chemistry, but it certainly did not, especially that Buchnevich, Thomas, and Kyrou line. Those guys just looked like they had a puck on a string the other night.
Lou, you mentioned the guy that I wanted to ask you about, and that's Nola Chari. I think I'm the president of his fan club right now, and it's not like he's lighting the world on fire when it comes to the numbers that he's putting up. He's got 6 points overall in the 17 games that he's played so far this season. But I feel like he's a guy that just brings whatever they need on any given night. They need a goal presence, he can do that. They need somebody that can play with physicality, he's got that for you. They need somebody that can go and play behind the net, he's got that for you as well. Have you been surprised at all by the impact that we have seen so far this year from Nola Chari, and what stuck out to you about his game?
I would say yes to that question, just because I haven't been able to watch him extensively being over in the Eastern Conference, but the times that I have watched him play, and certainly we got a up-close and personal view of him during the Stanley Cup Final back in 2019. And I remember him. I mean, he seems like a glue guy. I mean, a guy that just brings his unit together. And Craig Berube even said it, that even during that eight-game losing streak, he felt like that was one guy that played well through all of that. And you just mentioned a lot of his traits, and he's brought that over here. And think about it. This is a guy, and Craig Berube has mentioned it as well. He scored 20 goals with Florida a couple years ago, and this is a guy that you're using on your fourth line. But, yeah, I've been really impressed with him. It doesn't surprise me in the fact that this is what they needed and this is what they brought him here for, but I just think he's fit in well with this group, and I think just his understanding of the way they want to play and the systems that they run here really fit into the fabric of his game. And it's worked out well so far, and you hope to see it continue. And he's a guy that kind of reminds me of Braden Schenn, a guy that you can take, put him in a different spot, and he's going to make his line mates better.
Lou, I want to go back to the defense that you mentioned, because you said that they've been playing much better these last couple of games. I think the biggest question that Blues fans seem to have is, are we seeing a flash of just the defense playing well like we did in the game against the Edmonton Oilers and then they fell off in that 8-game losing streak? Or are we actually seeing the defensive scheme that can last long term with the style of players that the Blues have?
I think it's the long-term effect. And, you know, listen, I think what you're seeing, too, is an infusion from these guys from the bottom. The Cali Rosens, the Tyler Tuckers, Nico Mikkola, step him up and play him with a Nick Leddy that's been able to absorb those minutes that, not exactly all the minutes that Colton Parayko vacated, but somebody had to step into that top four. So I think it's the long-term effect of what you're seeing, and it's not exactly 100%. I don't think it's at the top of their game and peaking where you want to see it at, but I think progression, you're definitely seeing it there. They have their moments, obviously, where, you know, they get hemmed into the zone and the opposition, and you saw it the other night. I mean, when you're up 5-1 the third period, it looked like you know, they just kind of, you know, you hear it, they take their foot off the gas. But I've liked the group, and I've really liked what Cali Rosen has brought. I didn't see that coming, but, you know, you see a veteran guy here that stepped in, and I just think he keeps getting better and better, not only in the defensive zone, but providing some of that offensive defenseman flair as well.
Final question that I've got for Lou Korak. You can find him on Twitter at LKorak10, Blues Insider, joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Lou, we were talking a little bit about Pavel Buchnevich earlier. I want to get your perspective on this. Is he the Blues' best overall player right now? Not saying most talented, but overall, when you take into account every area of his game, is he their best player right now, in your opinion?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would definitely say he's up there. It's kind of hard for me right now to discount what Braden Schenn has done, and I really liked, you know, his, not only his offense, but his physicality, his defensive awareness. So, yeah, I would say right now, Buchnevich's game is right up there. And it took him a little bit of time to get there, obviously, with him coming off of, you know, the lower body injury that set him back for, what, 5 games there after he played in the opener. And then he plays, what, 4 or 5 games. And, you know, he's not on the score sheet. And I just think it took him a little bit of time to get back into the rhythm. And I think you're seeing it right now. He's feeling 100%. He's healthy. I don't think it really matters who he's playing with right now, because his contributions are just immensely important for this team, guys. You see it. He's counted on at both ends of the ice. He's a penalty killer. He's a power play specialist for you. 5-on-5, a physical player, hangs on to pucks. Has got a great shot. I mean, he brings it all, but I would put him up there right now, I would say, with Braden Schenn overall as probably the two guys that are playing at their best.
Final one from me, Lou. Mm-hmm. And we've talked a lot about Jordan Binnington's play this season, and the more you watch him play, the more it feels like the way he performs seems to exude confidence on the guys in front of him. Am I missing that?
No, for sure. It's definitely there. I think his play has picked up, and I don't care what the numbers say. And we see what is coming from the outside guys. We're all here and see what's happening. And let me put it to you this way. There's no way this team has got the record it has without his performance. And I can say that even, you know, you can even include Thomas Greiss in there. How about if I just say without the goaltending's performance? But Binnington's had the bulk of the load there. And to me, I just think he's picked up where he left off, the way he was performing in the playoffs last year. His angles are excellent right now. He's not giving up any juicy rebounds. And when he does, I mean, he seems to be covering the angles from every which way possible. And if you're beating him, it's on redirects. It's on what, backdoor tap-ins and those sorts of things. You're not seeing very many cheap goals going in. Let's put it that way. And they're going to need that from him, because if you're going to have this guy be your number one, and he is your number one, you're going to have to have him playing at a top-notch level. And I think you're getting that right now.
He's Lou Korak. Find him on Twitter at LKorak10, one of the best in the business. We always appreciate him taking the time to join us here on the show. Lou, have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk with you again soon, my friend.
Take care, boys. Always a good one. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
See you, Lou. Absolutely. Ball. Same to you. That is Lou Korak joining us here on a 101 ESPN.